What do you think things are heading in terms of double biologic therapy?
So the double biologic therapy discussions and trials are now coming through. They're largely being done in the US environment. And that, I guess, is because the cost containment issue is not quite the same in the US as in many European countries in particular. The trials look pretty interesting. I mean, it does look like you get extra bang for your bucks when you add these drugs together. And that's maybe what you would expect because of the different mechanisms of action. My own take on it as a European oncologist is that they're going to have to be dramatically better than what we have with other things in order to allow us to use those combinations in our kind of standard clinical practice. And we will participate in clinical trials built on that premise that you can give more than one targeted therapy. But I doubt very much that we'll be in a position anytime soon to use those drugs in that way off protocol.
Do you think the difference would have to be dramatically different in order to study it in the adjuvant setting?
It's a good question. I mean, clearly the attraction of doing that is if you could take away the cytotoxic component and what you could give was, in inverted commas, targeted therapy in the adjuvant setting and not have the long-term effects and the short-term effects of chemotherapy, then there might be some theoretical advantages, and they actually might be very large advantages for doing that. I think that will be something that's quite difficult to do. The reason being that we don't really know yet that any of these work in the adjuvant setting. If the AVANT trial is positive and the cetuximab adjuvant trials are positive, then I think one could go in that direction. I think it's at least theoretically possible that neither of those two trials will actually be positive, in which case I think that whole thing will take a bit of a dent in the adjuvant setting. The metastatic setting, I think, is different.